Vistara stepped out into the bright sunlight, blinking quickly. She and Ben had been in the holding cell for about a half hour. It was illuminated, but dimly, and moving from the dark, dome-shaped building to full sunlight made her eyes water. Her father didn't waste a second.
"What do you think you are doing?"
he demanded, speaking in Kashiri. He kept his voice modulated and made no attempt to lay a hand on her, but she could feel his anger, narrowly channeled, almost buffeting her in the force. She stared at him, utterly confused.
"I did what I was supposed to do," she said. "What you asked me to do. I did not let Ben Skywalker out of my sight."
"You helped him,"
Gavar replied, the anger cold and unyielding. Vistara was taken aback. Her father had never, ever been this angry with her. Irritated, frustrated, of course, like any parent with any child. But most of the emotions she had experienced from him were approval, love, and pride. This wounded her to her core. But even though it was completely new and unexpected behavior, she had been well-schooled. She did not let her hurt show. She used the force to even out her skin tone so that the rush of heat to her face would not betray her, and spoke in a calm, measured voice.
"It was my understanding that we wish the Skywalkers to believe that we share a common goal. We have claimed that our apprentices are going mad, as their knights are. When one of them began to act erratically, there was no question in my mind that the right course of action would be to subdue him, to preserve the facade of cooperation."
His anger wavered slightly.
"It would have been better if you had been able to contrive to kill, or better yet, capture him."
"Had I been in a position to do so, I would have," Vistara said.
It was a lie. She watched her father carefully, but he gave no indication that he sensed it. Vistara regretted the necessity, but his apparently irrational reaction warranted the deception.
"I had no weapon, and Ben and I were far from the only ones in pursuit of Dion Stad. Ben now counts me as a true ally, as I have proven my apparent trustworthiness twice now. Was that not what you asked of me? To win his confidence?"
It was a classic tactic, to turn the argument back on the adversary. Vistara had put her father in the defensive role and had taken the offensive.
"True."
The anger was all but gone now, and Kai looked thoughtful.
"You did not hesitate to offer your aid?"
Vistara shook her head.
"Not for an instant. We worked together as a team. That is how he will continue to think of us, and Ben will desire his father to think of us that way as well."
"You have bedded him."
Another pang, quickly shuddered. Vistara was Sith. She had been trained to utilize every weapon in her arsenal, and was well familiar that being able to manipulate another's physical desire was a powerful tool. Still, to have her own father speak so casually of it.
"No," she said. "Not yet."
"Keep him wanting you,"
Kai said.
"Do not let him have you unless you judge that it will get you something truly important. I expect you to have Ben Skywalker eating out of your hand like Tick by the time you are done with him."
Vistara smiled a little at the thought of her pet. She did not ask what had happened to Tick. He had been left behind at the Sith Temple when she had departed Kesh to explore the galaxy. She had no idea if he was still there, or if he had been returned to her family. She did not want to risk her father's irritation by inquiring.
"I will endeavor to do so. Master Skywalker is endeavoring to keep us apart. I think he senses what you and I intend."
Another hit, reaffirming her bond with her father as a conspirator. All traces of anger were gone now.
"Of course he does. You are a lovely young human woman, my dear. And Ben is a healthy young male. Of course he is attracted to you. No doubt he aspires for the moment to save you and bring you to the light side of the Force."
Vistara nodded. She and her father had both read what information Ship had on the Skywalkers. Doubtless her father was right.